Zalango. This is Connecticut Taco. What you're about to hear is a Human Rights Radio exclusive presentation that was first aired Sunday, December 30th, 2001, at 11:30 p.m. entitled The Human Rights Patrol Part Number 34, In the Name of Their God. Your guest will be out of the criminal enterprise called Durham, North Carolina, war correspondent, commander in the Human Rights Radio Air Force, owner and operator of Human Rights Radio, 94.3 FM, Kaka Inko Yohuru. Your host will be out of the criminal enterprise called Springfield, Illinois, war correspondent, commander in the Human Rights Radio Air Force, runaway slave, Kaka Mbana Kintako. Have a pleasant flight.
Those rights are human rights, they show. is up in this land, it is clear.
R. Folks are still held hostage, won't ask questions, ruled by fear.
C. Uncle Sam does know he owes our folk a big time debt. He knows his lies can't help him, truth's our weapon, we'll collect. We're talking reparations, that's right, we know we are old.
Cause for 11 generations, in here we were bought and sold.
People's Choice, Human Rights Radio, giving praise to our uncreated creator for allowing us to be with you for our 4,576th night of broadcasting. It's time for volume number 34 of the Human Rights Radio Network co-creation for the internet we call the Human Rights Patrol. To shout out to those stations and those folks that make it possible for so many of you to hear this program across the criminal enterprise throughout the United States and around the planet Earth, we call upon the co-producer of this program out of the criminal enterprise called Springfield, Illinois, work correspondent, commander in the Human Rights Radio Air Force, Sister Dash Rise, Sister Kanadi Kotaku, and Zalango, to your word.
Zalango.
You want to give those shout-outs to those stations around the criminal enterprise called the United States and around the planet Earth that make it possible for so many folks to hear the Human Rights Patrol.
Okay, first, let's say Zalango to Human Rights Radio, 94.3 FM with Kaka Inko Yahuru and the listeners in the criminal enterprise called Durham, North Carolina, and the listeners in the criminal enterprise called Decatur, Illinois, and 99.9 FM, Human Rights Radio, run by Brother Lavelle. Also to those who listen at 103.3 FM, BVHP, in the criminal enterprise called Bayview, Hunters Point, California, with Kaka Michael Hibbett in the crew. And at 96.3 FM, in the criminal enterprise called Santa Cruz, California, those who listen to Free Radio Santa Cruz with V-Man and their staff. Let us also shout out to the folks who listen to Berkeley Liberation Radio, run by Paul Griffin in the crew. And at this time, let me remind you, wherever you're listening, to thank those who made it possible. And also invite all of you to check us out on the Real Wide Web at www.radio.about.com. Look for the Human Rights Information Network. Click on and hear even more Human Rights Radio.
That's right, Warrior. Going to thank you. You headed back into the control room to make sure this program comes off cool and everything like that. Then she'll be black later on to remind y'all who makes it possible for so many folks to hear the Human Rights Patrol. Thank you very much, Warrior. On the telephones with us tonight out of the criminal enterprise called Durham, North Carolina, in her 995th night of righteous broadcasting, is war correspondent, commander in the Human Rights Radio Air Force, owner and operator of Human Rights Radio 94.3 FM. Fresh in from a reparations conference here the last couple days of December 2001. That's Warrior Inko Yahuru and Zalango to your Warrior.
Zalango, brother. Glad to be back so we can really talk about this reparations in a new light, brother.
Well, brother, you know, it's always an honor to have you with us on the Human Rights Patrol, and you all don't know how tireless this warrior works at helping to keep things flowing within the Human Rights Radio Network. And he's been really key, instrumental in hipping a brother like myself to reparations. And I knew something about it because his father always stressed with me that I needed to, one of the last things his father stressed to me, elder mentor, sensei at King Canyon, was I needed to find Dr. Robert Brock. He said, you got to find brother Dr. Robert Brock. You know who found Dr. Robert Brock for us? That's right, Warrior Inko. And today we're going to share with y'all some conversation that we've had with the elder with reference to our people's status in this land and what we should be about the business of. And, you know, you can go to the library and find all this stuff out when we get through with the program. But, you know, we probably won't give you a whole bunch of paper sources, but I will put the Human Rights Radio Library up to back up everything Dr. Brock has taught. Right?
That's right, brother. It's 100% correct, brother. And, brother, you know, we need to start off, you know, before we get into what Dr. Brock for a little bit, let's start off how these criminals started coming over here. Why they started coming over here, bro?
Bro, why they start coming over here, brother? Was they looking for some roses or something?
Brother, you know what I'm saying? It was a criminal move from the beginning with. I'm coming from Henry Steele Commager's book, Documents of American History.
I knew you would, brother. Go ahead.
The 7th edition. And, brother, when it says Documents of American History, you got to remember when a lot of these things were happening, there was no such thing as America.
Dig that, brother. And this is a good white source, brother.
That's right, brother. White source.
What page we going to start on, brother?
We're going to start on page 1.
Because when the folks go back to check on you, we want to make it easy, don't we?
That's right, bro.
Go ahead. We're going to start page 1. You can't get no easier than that.
That's right, bro.
You want to count? 1. Okay. Let's start, brother.
It says, Documents of American History, Privileges and Prerogatives Granted to Columbus. And we know his name, his real name is Cristobal Colon.
That's right. That's right.
And this was April the 30th, 1492.
Whoa. Go ahead, warrior.
And it says, for year comers, Columbus had been presenting his scheme of sailing westward to the Indies to the sovereigns of Spain, Portugal, France, and England, but without success. Finally, in January 1492, the Spanish forces captured Granada and drove the Moors out of Spain, and Ferdinand and Isabella were free to consider seriously the proposals of Columbus.
Now, let's make sure, you know, when we reading this source here, that we already know who guided Columbus's boat, so he was never lost.
That's right, bro.
Who guided his boat? Wasn't that them famous navigator family, the Pinzon boys?
That's right, bro.
Martin and Alonzo.
That's right.
Thought I was talking about left and right tackle for the Bears, didn't you?
That's right, bro. and for the start with, this was a scheme. Now, they're saying this, that he was presenting his scheme to Spain, Portugal, France, and England.
Now, because, you know, the reason why he could bring such a conversation, all Columbus ever did was steal people all his life.
That's right.
That was Europe's come up. We got to remember, see, by the time you get to 1492, Europe has already divided up Africa.
That's right, bro.
They did that when, brother, wasn't it 1455?
That's right, bro.
Go to the Catholic website on the internet and look up that papal bull of 1455. That's right. It's there. Go ahead, warrior.
That's right, brother. And it says, for as much of you, Christopher Columbus, are going by our command and with some of our vessels and men to discover and subdue some islands and continent in the ocean. And it's hoped that by God's assistance, some of the said islands and continent in the ocean will be discovered and conquered by your means and conduct. Therefore, it is but just and reasonable that since you expose yourself to such danger to serve us, you should be rewarded for it.
Now look, you got to comprehend, discover does not mean find for the first time.
That's right.
That means claim it for these evil ones.
That's right, bro.
See, you got to go back, you got to go to the Roman thing about this guy called Dis, right?
That's right, bro.
The Lord of the Underworld. So basically what Columbus and them said, and we ain't tripping that there was some folks here, but we claiming this.
That's this right.
You know why they claim it? Because they had the guns.
And brother, now they don't talk about it here, but from understanding what they said next, brother, we can see why they call it the colony.
Why they call it the colony, brother?
The name was Cristobal Colon. It says that Christopher Columbus, after discovering and conquering the islands and continents, or any of them, shall be admiral of the said islands and continents you shall discover and conquer. And it goes on and says that your sons and successors in the same employment may call themselves, as you call yourself, admiral or viceroy, dons, admiral, viceroys, and governors. And they said from henceforth and forever, brother.
You know?
You know what I'm saying? Henceforth and forever, that he would be admiral, or his people, children's children, would be admiral over these lands.
You're talking about in perpetuity, brother?
That's right, brother.
You know, forever and forever and forever and a day.
That's right. And that's why they call themselves the 13 colonies.
Thank you, sir.
They were sticking with what the plan was from the beginning with.
Now they tripped out when he came up with this move, and who had to settle the disagreement for him again? Because Portugal and Spain were squabbing about it. Now they really wasn't squabbing, because they both is Christian nations at the time, right?
That's right.
And who settled the disagreement between Catholic Spain and
Catholic Portugal?
Well, brother, it was Alexander the Sixth, brother.
Was that a pope, brother?
That's right, brother.
Another stanky pope. Them boys is dirty, man.
That's right, brother.
What'd he say? He said, I'm going to use the authority that we proclaimed we had in 1455, and I'm going to draw a line right down the middle of the earth. Spain get half, and Portugal get half.
That's right, brother.
And dig this. Who he put in charge of the money was those folks in Holland.
That's right.
You call it the Netherlands today. Sound familiar, don't it?
That's right, bro.
It ain't no secret. It is no secret. Now, how could a... Now, remember when they did this in 1455, Spain was ran by who? The Moors.
That's right, bro.
How in the world did the Pope tell the Muslims, the Christians, and the so-called Hebrews, look, we're going to do this?
That's right, bro.
Because they don't believe in nothing, man.
I'm telling you.
They don't believe in nothing but getting their greed on.
Getting paid.
There you go. There you go. They don't respect divine order by no means, brother. Go ahead with what you're reading, warrior.
Okay, it says, Alexander, bishop, servant of the servants of God, to the illustrious sovereigns of our very dear son in Christ, Ferdinand, king, and our very dear daughter in Christ, Isabella, queen of Castile, we have indeed learned that you, who for a long time had intended to seek out and discover certain islands and mainlands, remote and unknown, and not hitherto discovered by others, to the end that you might bring to the worship of our Redeemer and the profession of a Catholic faith their residents and inhabitants.
Well, you know, people, y'all got to know, the Pope and everybody on in those positions knew already about this part of the earth because the Muslims had been over here for a long time.
That's right.
Who do you think, when the Catholics took over... That was a monumental event, three monumental events in 1492.
That's right, bro.
Columbus moved. Two, the Moors, the Muslims left Spain. And three, they began raping Africa with the Europeans on their heels.
That's right, bro. And guess what he said about the other continents and islands and lands they found, bro?
What'd they say, bro?
They said, wherein dwell very many peoples living in peace.
See, they knew.
And as reported, going unclothed and not eating flesh. That means it wasn't cannibals, brother.
That's right. And look, when you're doing stuff like, you know, where you got the ability to, you know, like, I don't want to trip nobody out here, but if you got the ability of an alchemist, why in the world would you be saying, ooh, look at that girl's booty?
I'm telling you.
Your mind is so far advanced, you don't trip on that.
Right.
See, that's why it wasn't no big thing about wrapping yourself up like a dang on bandage, broken leg or nothing.
That's right.
Because we didn't have rape, so we didn't trip. No native people knew rape until when, brother?
Until them criminals came along,
the
brother.
The Europeans with their God. And I always say to people, this is why African people, you'll never get out of this condition with their God, and your friends that still hold on to that God can't help you with that God.
And brother says, and in order that you may enter upon so great an undertaking with greater readiness and heartiness and die with the benefit of our apostolic favor, we of our own accord, not at your instance nor the request of anyone else in your regard, be out of our own soul largesse and certain knowledge, and out of the fullness of our apostolic power, by the authority of the Almighty God, conferred upon us in blessed Peter and of the vicarship of Jesus Christ.
Basically, God said, let's kick some butt.
That's right. They said that God told them to go out there, that they gave them the power to go out there and just maim, kill, steal, whatever they wanted to do, bro.
And you can't deny this, African people. You cannot deny this. I know you don't want to offend nobody. Well, what about all your ancestors?
That's right, bro.
You know, these fools wiped out whole... Some estimates said there was 100 million native people in this hemisphere.
That's right, bro.
And these fools came here and wiped them out.
Wiped them out, bro.
The History Channel ran a four-hour program here in December of 2001. They called gold. Man, you should have seen how them fools was acting over gold.
That's right.
In fact, you know why they had to take the Black Hills, brother? 10% of all the gold found in this country was found in one mine in the Black Hills.
That's right, bro.
You know what I'm saying? So even though the brothers wiped out Custer, they was going to keep marching them fools out there until they got that.
That's right, bro.
There was nothing they were going to do to stop that.
Was nothing, bro.
Go ahead, Warrior.
Okay, brother, they use the word vicarship, brother, of what? Jesus Christ.
What is that called, brother?
Vicar, V-I-C-A-R.
Vicar?
Vicar, yeah.
Okay, what's that mean?
And vicar means an Anglican clergyman in charge of a parish.
Ooh.
One who represents another, as in a deputy, vicarious, a substitute.
Now, who was Columbus's Catholic liaison? A boy by the name of Bartholomew de las Casas.
That's right, bro.
He was a bishop.
That's right.
And every time they took a native person captive, the Catholic Church got a quarter for every dollar. See, you can't dismiss. These religions were built on the subjugation of native people.
That's right, bro.
Of the extermination of native people.
That's right, bro.
You can't deny this.
That's how they got the opportunity to start writing, start rewriting the Bible and all them other documents, brother.
Well, they wouldn't have been recognizable had they not got fat off all that stuff they stole.
That's right, brother.
They stole. I mean, you know, you think 1455, the Pope said, look, God said, like he's like Inkle reading, he said here in 1492, the same thing.
Same thing.
See, and it's different. If me and you got a disagreement about how many slices of bread I put on a sandwich, that's one thing.
That's right.
But if God sends you out to kill me, and then you don't, you go to hell, that's another thing.
I'm telling you, bro.
Because you can't stop until you get what God done, won't done, right?
That's
what God won't done, am I right?
That's right.
Go ahead, Warrior. What book is that you reading from?
It's from Documents of American History.
Go ahead, Warrior.
And it goes on throughout the science, brother, that after the criminal got over here, you know, and went back and told everybody what he had, you know, the first thing he did was to steal some people.
You know
it? I'm saying, but he met the people fed him, and then once they went to sleep, he stole some of them, jumped back on the boat.
What was one of those letters he wrote back to the queen? He said, look, I met these native people we was talking about. They was nice. They was loving. They was caring. You give me 100 men and I'll take all of them.
That's right, bro.
You know?
That's exactly what he said, bro.
I'll take all of them.
That's right.
Now, that don't sound like somebody that was appreciative of being, you know, taken care of.
That's right, bro. That's right.
A lot of folks say, well, Imbana, you brothers are bringing this stuff too hard. I don't think what we went through was very soft.
I'm telling you, bro.
Please, don't insult our people no more with that. You know?
That's right.
If they was bold enough to dish out what they dished out, they better be, well, it doesn't matter if they are or not. They're going to have to deal with what they, you know, Mayotte is absolute.
That's right, bro.
They think rule in Europe was absolute. Mayotte is absolute. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, some folks call it karma, but in short, I'm talking about what go around do come around. That's why you got to hear this.
And that's right, brother. That's why when this criminal newspaper, the Herald Sun in Durham, can come up December the 2nd night and talk about, you know what I'm saying, what's going on in the 16th and talk about being torn from the land, brother, we tell the people right now how they first started tearing the people from the land.
Us.
You know, it didn't start with like the brother said, with just them coming to our country and stealing us. They came over here first and raped and ravaged and destroyed. And, you know, because there really wouldn't have been nowhere for the people to stay if the original inhabitants would have been here, bro.
You know, and you think about this, too, when, because it was an inside move, man, because when the Moors left up out of Spain, they, Songhai, the Songhai Empire, you could put this country inside of it. And lose it in 1492.
That's right, bro.
And, well, the fact is, Europe came up on the Muslim, what I was going to say, the Muslims left Spain, went down through Shanghai, and you know, it's kind of like this chase for bin Laden right now, ain't it?
That's right, bro.
You know, the Christians was hot on their trails, but the only thing seemed to happen was Africa got destroyed.
That's right, bro.
Because you go back and look, those last major cities on the continent didn't really fall until, like, the 1500s.
That's right, bro.
See? But when you keep on, like, taking the best, the best, the best, the best, the best. And remember 1455 when the Pope said, let's divide up Africa. Okay? You keep taking the best of a people, there's going to come a time, man, where they ain't going to have the ones that they need to get things done.
That's right.
And that's what they did.
And brother, that was the whole thing. And, you know, and they was bringing the same thing out about those Christian crusades. People don't understand that those crusades was, I mean, they was all encompassing. They didn't care whether you were Christian or what.
was rougher on the dang old Europeans.
I'm telling you.
They was, you should see the children's crusades.
I'm telling you.
Man, they mopped some little European kids.
That's right.
Mopped them like a floor.
That's right, bro.
Man, I'm telling you. And you know what I heard here on CBS Nightly News? It was in December 2001, brother.
Right.
Do you know what percentage of the folks that live in the so-called Holy Land are Christians now?
I mean it, bro.
3%. Don't sound too holy to me.
That's right, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
3% of the folks that live in the Holy Land today, as we sit here, December 30th, 2001, right?
And they had still the little area they got for that 3%, bro.
But you know why they said most of the Christians left?
Why, bro?
Poverty.
That's right, bro.
Poverty.
And that's why a lot of the Muslims want to get up out of there now.
Okay.
They like, if they had somewhere they can go, a Muslim country, where they can make money, you think they wouldn't be going?
I think Brother Inko and myself both would say, I hope you sisters and brothers, the rank-and-file Christians, the rank-and-file Muslims, and the rank-and-file Hebrews, y'all know we ain't talking about y'all. We talking about the hierarchy.
That's right.
And how they took something and made you think it was about what you were about, and it's really about something totally different, and they've been using that to manipulate the planet Earth from the get-go.
Talk about profit.
I remember one of my mentors, Zeres Miles, told me before he went to the ancestors. He said, little brother, if you're going to stay on the line, there's one thing you got to remember about these Europeans. They got one rule. I said, what's that, elder? He said, there is no rules.
That's right, bro.
There is no rules.
And this right here points it out. If you get this book, Documents of American History, by Henry Steele Commager, they didn't give that boy no rules. They didn't tell that boy to be kind if he met some peace-loving people. They told him to go out there and take and plunder and bring back much as he could.
And what happened to him in the end, brother? They accused Columbus of stashing on him.
That's right.
And said, you got some money, don't you? I know you do. And they took him out butt naked in chains. So you knew, you all that co-signed for this wickedness called America.
Right.
I know. I believe for a while maybe, you know, because I was so misguided. I thought for a while, you know, maybe there was some good intentions in the beginning and it went bad. That's the biggest lie they ever took. That shows how wicked they are.
But that's just as bad as that other one they tell you, it's going to get better.
Yeah, right. When we're all dead. You know what I'm saying?
That's right, bro.
The only thing they promised us is we're going to get better when we go to heaven.
That's right.
Well, I want to tell you right now, if the Europeans run heaven, I don't want to go.
That's right, bro.
I've been on earth with them, and they ain't too nice.
I'm telling you.
Especially to people of color. And I'm like Ali. I looked in the Bible, too, when I could see. And I ain't seen no black people in the heaven pictures. Where they at? In the kitchen cooking?
I'm telling you.
Huh?
Tell you.
Or probably mining gold, huh, brother?
I'm telling you, bro.
Warrior, time done got away from us again. But you know what? We're going to be back together shortly to do a follow-up to this one. And we're going to call it, what are we going to call this, brother?
Well, brother, we're going to get down to the real. We're going to break down some of Dr. Brock's principles. So we just gave you information of how they first started attacking us. And now we're going to show you the second phase and why we must be paying reparations.
See, it's so important to know attacking this hemisphere was made possible, necessary, so they would have a place to bring us to.
That's right.
Others had tried to enslave African people on the continent before. What was we always doing, man?
Kicking their butt.
And going home.
That's right.
They said, let's put 8,000 miles of water between them.
I'm telling you.
But there's people where they said, well, we'll get rid of them, and then we'll steal these Africans.
That's right, bro.
Now, you can't deny this. I know folks say, Banner, that ain't right. But I feel for my people, man. You know, my heart is with my people. And I ain't got no time for folks that don't got no heart for our people. Warrior Inko, why don't you give folks the source we use for this here edition of the Human Rights Patrol, if you would, please.
Okay, we came out of Documents of American History, the 7th edition. And the first one was Privileges and Prerogatives Granted to Columbus, April the 30th, 1492, on page 1. And the Paper Bull in Terra, Que Terra, May 4th, 1493, page 2.
Well, you know, I also want to tell y'all, check out Ivan Van Sertima's book, They Came Before Columbus. We talk about Brother Lerone Bennett's book, Before the Mayflower. I mean, the works are clear, man. There's no question about what was going on and what the intentions of the Europeans was. They had one plan to come up, stealing people. That's a wicked thing to think about, ain't it?
And, bro, you know, this book right here has over 345 documents.
bagging it up. We don't give y'all no books, no sources that don't got a strong bibliography to bag it up.
That's right, bro.
And if you go check, the one thing you're going to have to come back and say, who do I get? You guarding them, I got to get somebody, right?
That's right, bro.
Warrior, it's been an honor having you with us. 995 nights out there in the Criminal Enterprise called Dormant 94.3 FM, right?
That's right, bro.
You know, we're going to have to do a program, invite, you know, where we talk to other folks out there that listen to the Human Rights Patrol about possibly, you know, becoming a part of the Human Rights Radio Network, because the Creator has so blessed us now that really, if you come up with a transmitter and we can help, you know, in terms of connecting you with the folks that can make that possible, and you can come up with the things you need, I'm telling you, the Human Rights Radio Network has been so blessed to grow that we can, you know, we can put out a quality broadcast as soon as you get your equipment. Right, brother?
That's right, bro.
Well, get a hold of Brother Inko. Brother, give him a phone number. They can reach you out there on the East Coast.
It's 919-596-3549.
And here in the Criminal Enterprise called Springfield, y'all can reach us at area code 217-789-0038. I know your father said we got to get 300 of these stations on the air serving African people, and we can get out of here.
That's right, bro.
We got a few to go, but we know y'all out there growing from the information, and y'all going to be up to the task in a very short time. I wouldn't even bring it to you, African people, unless I, you know, but I know y'all, okay?
That's right, bro.
Warrior, been beautiful having you with us. Let me call upon Kanata. Can you hold the line a second?
That's right. Sure can.
I'm going to call on the co-producer of the Human Rights Patrol, Dada Kanati. Zalango to you, Warrior.
Zalango.
You want to remind the folks who makes it possible for so many folks to hear the Human Rights Patrol across the criminal enterprise called the United States and around the planet Earth.
We're going to say Zalango to Human Rights Radio 94.3 FM with Kaka Inko Yahuru and the listeners in the Criminal Enterprise called Durham, North Carolina, and the listeners in the Criminal Enterprise called Decatur, Illinois, and 99.9 FM, Human Rights Radio brought by Brother Lavelle. Also to those who listen at 103.3 FM, BVHP in the Criminal Enterprise called Bayview, Hunters Point, California, with Kaka Michael Hibbett and the crew. And at 96.3 FM in the Criminal Enterprise called Santa Cruz, California, those who listen to Free Radio Santa Cruz with V-Man and their staff. Let us also shout out to the folks who listen to Berkeley Liberation Radio, brought by Paul Griffin and the crew. And at this time, let me remind you, wherever you're listening, to thank those who made it possible. And also invite all of you to check us out on the real wide web at www.radio.about.com. Look for the Human Rights Information Network. Click on and hear even more Human Rights Radio.
And I want to remind you all that, you know, the Human Rights Radio library is 4,000 to 5,000 tapes deep. And all kind of written material to back up everything you hear here, and get a hold of one of the Human Rights Radio Network stations if you're interested in having more Human Rights Radio programming to play on the station that you operate now, or you're interested in going on the air yourself. Brother Warrior Inko, been beautiful having you with us again, sir.
That's right, brother.
Do it again?
Gotta keep dropping it.
That's right, Warrior. On the telephones with us tonight out of the Criminal Enterprise called Durham, North Carolina, is war correspondent, commander in the Human Rights Radio Air Force, owner and operator of Human Rights Radio 94.3 FM in the Criminal Enterprise called Durham, North Carolina. That's Kaka Inko Yahuru. That's Kaka means brother in Swahili. We learn, get out of this here boy's language here. And also with us in the studios, the co-producer of the program out of the Criminal Enterprise called Springfield, Illinois, war correspondent, commander in the Human Rights Radio Air Force. That's Dada. That means sister in Swahili. Dada Kanani Kintako. And I got to tell y'all, Swahili is not Arabic or Portuguese. As Dr. Clark teaches us, it's from one of the four original Bantu languages. And that's long before the Portuguese or the Arabs. But when they were still an African people, they were still some languages too, shoot. Make it a good deal, right? Did a whole package. We're in our 4,576th night of broadcasting. And there is no question about it. You got to know by now that you're listening to the people's choice. Because the people choose to listen to
the Human Liberation Radio Network.
You got it. We will remember the humanity.
We will remember the humanity.
Glory and sufferings of our ancestors.
Glory and sufferings of our ancestors.
And honor the struggle of our elders.
And honor the struggle of our elders.
We will strive to bring new values.
We will strive to bring new values.
And new life to our people.
And new life to our people.
We will have peace and harmony among us.
Peace and harmony among us.
We will be loving.
We will be sharing.
And creative.
We will work. Study. And listen.
So we may learn.
Learn so we may teach.
We will cultivate self-reliance. We will struggle to resurrect.
And unify our homeland.
We will raise many children for our nation.
We will have discipline. Patience.
Patience.
Devotion.
Devotion.
And courage.
And courage.
We will live as models.
We will live as models.
To provide new direction for our people.
To provide new direction for our people.
We will be free and self-determining.
We will be free and self-determining.
We are African people.
We are African people.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Continua.
Continua.
Kufala.
Kufala.